If you were thinking of scribbling the words travel more onto your New Year's list of resolutions, you may have to reckon with figuring out airlines' complicated ticket pricing. There's a new website called SkipLag that claims to have the answer. It's a small startup that uses what's called hidden city ticketing to get the cheapest fare. We'll explain how it works later. United Airlines and the travel firm Orbitz say that what SkipLag is doing goes against airline policy and presents safety issues, and they are suing the site's 22-year-old founder. Bart Jansen has been looking into this. He's an aviation reporter for USA Today and joins us now from Washington. Hello, Bart.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So the startup SkipLag, it's a little complicated. Tell us how it works.
Well, basically, he's sifting the prices for flights that have connections, and then you don't wind up going to the third city. So, for example, he would search for if you're in Chicago, you want to go to Los Angeles, he's found a way to search in addition to a flight that might be Chicago to Los Angeles to Calgary. Maybe there's a deal on that flight because they're trying to, you know, send people to Calgary. So then you get off the flight at Los Angeles and you just don't use the last leg of the ticket.
So you take the first flight but not the second, but you're paying for both.
Yes, you are. But what he's found, if you know, you search all the airline prices, all the flights, he's found every once in a while that can be cheaper than the direct flight from Chicago to L.A. I think of it as the same way as like a fixed price meal in a restaurant where they maybe throw in the appetizer and the dessert with an entree that might be cheaper than some of the other entrees that you'd see on the menu.
Okay. So United Airlines, at least, has a problem with the so-called hidden city ticketing. It is legal, we should point out. But we spoke with the founder of SkipLag. His name is Akhtar Zaman today. And he said that all he's doing is just streamlining what is publicly available information.
This is something that consumers should be aware of. I don't think it's ethical that this knowledge that can be derived from publicly available information is being suppressed.
So what is the issue that United is taking with Zaman?
The short answer is that United says it violates its conditions of carriage, the formal rules that you have to fly, have to agree to fly on their airline. So, and all travel agents, such as Orbitz, have to follow those rules as well. So they say they want you to fly every leg that you buy, and if you don't, you're violating their rules. The reasons they say that is some simple parts is that they want to be able to weigh the plane, know how many people are on it, how much weight is on it. They might hold open a plane door at the gate if they think that somebody is racing across an airport to try to make a connection. If that person has just gone home, then there's a wait, there's a delay, and that could mess up their schedules. And they don't mention this in the lawsuit, but security officials also very much want to have every piece of luggage on a plane attached to a passenger. So if you were to check luggage, you wouldn't if you were this type of flyer. But if you checked a bag all the way through to the final city, you don't fly on that final flight. That would be a concern to security officials because a bomb in checked luggage is what brought down Pan Am 103 in 1988.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bart Jansen, aviation reporter for USA Today, talking about the suit against the startup website SkipLag. Bart, thanks a lot.
Thank you.